During this video, I'm going to talk about one of the hardest industries to license an idea in, so please watch this video. You guys, let me tell you something that happened to me the other day. I called a toy company, a real big one, and I had a great conversation with the head guy of Inventors Relations at this company. And you know what he told me? He goes, "Steve, I'm just seeing lousy ideas." So when he told me that he was seeing lousy ideas, I started thinking, why is he seeing lousy ideas from us inventors on the outside? And that's why I'm doing this video. When I first started out, I worked for a startup company. I was manager of design for Worlds of Wonder. And we launched Teddy Ruxpin up there at Laser Tag, and those were two huge hits. I loved the toy industry. I learned a great deal. I worked overseas, and this industry, I learned a lot about it, but there's one thing no one's telling you, and I'm going to tell you in this video. The toy industry is amazing. It's magical. It brings you back to when you were a kid. Who doesn't want to design in the toy industry? The toy industry has been taking outside ideas from us inventors for probably over 80 years, so they've embraced open innovation forever. And because the toy industry has embraced open innovation for so many years, that's what makes it extremely difficult to license an idea in this industry. When I was working at Worlds of Wonder, I soon left to start my own company, and I started to submit my own ideas to all the companies that I met when I was working at Worlds of Wonder. And it wasn't that hard for me to get a hold of these companies because I was in the industry and they knew I had worked for Worlds of Wonder. But regardless that I could get into all the companies, licensing my own ideas was not easy. I ended up pitching hundreds of ideas to these companies in the toy industry and basically getting rejected until one company, Ohio Art, loved one of my ideas. It was called the Michael Jordan Wall Ball, and it sold for over 10 years. But I have to tell you, it was still hard because even though I was submitting to all these other companies, I was getting rejections, and I realized this is not an easy industry. So I'm going to explain why it's not an easy industry to license your ideas. And because people love this industry, and because they've been working with inventors for so many years, the competition is pretty darn tough. I think there's over 200 toy firms submitting ideas to the top toy companies. So because the toy industry has been working with toy inventors on the outside for so many years, you're working with top toy design firms that are very good at this. So that's your competition. And these guys are really good. Not only can they build prototypes that look real, they do the packaging that looks remarkable. They also do the commercials that look fantastic too. They also do a bill of material of what this is going to cost to make. They do everything. So when they hand it off to these toy companies, it makes it really easy for these toy companies to say yes because they've done all the work. And here's the second thing, one of the most important part of this. These top toy design firms have been in the industry for a long time, so they know kind of what's new, what's been done before, because they go to all the trade shows. Because here's the issue. Because of the toy industry that's been open for us inventors to submit ideas to them for probably over 80 years, they've seen hundreds of thousands of ideas. So to come up with something new, it's not going to be easy. So what does this all mean? All this adds up that this industry is one of the hardest industries to license your ideas in, because the competition is so tough, and this industry has seen so many ideas over all the years. They've opened the doors for people like us to submit ideas to them. So what does this mean? Okay, for someone like myself, yes, I did license the Michael Jordan Wall Ball, but quickly I moved off into other industries where there wasn't all the competition, and I didn't need to build perfect prototypes, make commercials, do the packaging, or even have a bill of materials of how these things were going to be made. I looked at industries that were easier to license ideas in, and guess what? It was. So for me, in conclusion, Find industries where there's not so much competition. Find industries that you don't have to build perfect prototypes. Find an industry that's not seeing hundreds of thousands of ideas. Find an industry where you can excel at. Find an industry where you can still be creative. So that's why I moved off and got out of the toy industry, because it was too darn hard. All right, thanks for watching this video. Please subscribe down below. I will see you next time. Okay, you've got this great idea and you need a little help, and we're going to help you. We're going to give away $25,000 in prizes to help you license your ideas to companies at InventRight. So how does this all work? It's pretty simple. Once we hit 100,000 subscribers on our channel, we're going to run a contest and show you how to win some of our programs. So what are we giving away? First of all, we're giving away two of our premium programs. That's where you get a personal coach that's going to guide you each week for you to license your product ideas. They're going to be behind the scenes to make sure you're doing everything right, to make sure your marketing material is spectacular, making sure you protect your ideas correctly, and making sure you're reaching out to those companies and saying the right thing. And then once there's interest, we have a coach that's going to come in and help behind the scenes you negotiate that licensing agreement so it's fair and balanced. All right, so what's the second prize? Well, the second prize is three Gateway programs. What's Gateway? Hey, it's real simple. Gateway is where we at InventRight handle everything for you. We're going to find the companies, find the right people, and make sure your product is pitched correctly to get that licensing deal. So all these prizes, the two premiums and the three gateways, it adds up to over $25,000 in prizes to you. So how does this all work? It's really quite simple. All you have to do, subscribe down below if you haven't already. And once we hit 100,000 subscribers before the end of the year, we're going to run a contest and we're going to give away those prizes to help you license your product ideas.